You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people.
Who took the bomb?
Welcome back, guys. We've done it. We've done it. Another successful week. Sorry it was so sad that you guys didn't get a week of the ritual last week, but we're here now.
We missed
We're
you.
Back. We're back. And we have, I always say we have a very special show, but this is actually special because we've got the whole house in the studio.
Yep, full house.
Hard to get us all in one room. I tell you, we're such busy bees.
We are. It's like herding cats. What do we all say? Go on. You can't get us together.
For some of us, it's like herding cats.
She's looking at a certain somebody right now.
A certain bee.
Yeah, she's looking at someone that starts with a B and ends with real. Anyway.
Starts with a... No, I can't say that on air. It's wrong.
Yeah, probably good idea. But anyway, so guys, I have a really fantastic question to ask all of you. What would you say is, what genre of movie would your life be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? I thought about it when I was on the bus.
Coming of age, maybe? I always love a good coming of age movie. I don't know if that's a genre.
No, yeah, totally.
That's a genre. Something about them is just so beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jenna's life is a coming of age story. What's your guys's?
Okay. This summer, I felt like I was in my 90s rom-com era. I may not be falling in love, but I feel it's on the way.
Hey. And maybe that's what makes it a rom-com. You're just not finished
I'm
yet.
Waiting.
Exactly.
Because with my outfits, my vibe, I really feel like I'm in a 90s rom-com. So now I'm just waiting for somebody to pick me up at the grocery store or something.
Hey, I'm manifesting that for you. Danielle, what would you say?
God, that's a hard question. Maybe like a...
God, no one's ever asked me that before.
Maybe cheese?
God, I don't know. Maybe like a Godard movie or something. I remember I really liked those when I was a teenager, but now I've forgotten what main characteristic defines them.
What's a Godard movie?
It's like this really famous French director. He did Sympathy for the Devil, which is this documentary that's set against like the 1960s like protest movements in like the US and France, I think, but also the making of Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay.
That's so, very film bro of you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I did study film.
Yeah, true. Lily?
Sorry.
I would probably describe my life as a dramedy.
Oh, dramedy. Dramedy. That's good.
Like 110%.
Like one with Adam Sandler?
That's a comedy. That's not even a drama.
Hey.
Hey, what can you do?
Plots are intense. You haven't seen the ones I've seen.
Yeah, that's actually... I mean, he has broken out of his shell with Uncut Gems, but this is not the show to be discussing film like this. This feels gross.
Just for the record, my favorite film is Pulp Fiction.
I think mine might be The Godfather.
Anybody Fight Club?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, hey, Lily.
That's actually a good movie. Anyway, sorry, guys. We get sidetracked a lot if you don't know us already. But, I mean, I feel like my life is a dramedy, and hence why I just played Decepticon by Le Tigre. Because I just feel like that movie has really benefited my life in such a crucial way, you know? And hence what brings us into the theme as well, which is what songs soundtrack our life? What songs really add to your character? What songs really add to the full overall emotion to your world? And Decepticon was one of mine. When I first heard that song, I think I like didn't stop dancing till like next Tuesday. I love that song. It's so good. And I also just love Kathleen Hanna, as we all know. But yeah, I mean, to keep it rolling, Danielle, do you want to start us off with your soundtrack?
Sure. Well, this one goes out to a very special event that's taking place today, my Econ 101 midterm.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, it's at 4 o'clock, girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm basically every time I walk into an exam, I always listen to this song before I walk in because it just gives me a confidence boost, but also a nice leveler that it's all going to be good and there's no point in stressing because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Mm. I first heard it when my friend's older brother was playing Gangstar on, like, some family, like, outing or whatever. And I remember hearing it and doing that thing where, like, you're much younger than everybody else in the room and you don't want to be that kid that's like, what song is this? And so you, like, really, really slyly, like, touch Shazam under the table. And, like, I turned it on and then I was like, Gangstar, really interesting. And I was literally, like, 12 years old. And my parents would come in, they'd hear me listening to this. It was all golden. Anyway, this is Moment of Truth by Gangstar.
We're fierce. We must fierce the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lays tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth.
Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectac rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heal now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Okay. That was a good song, Danielle. I like that one.
Very nice. Very
I think
nice.
After listening to that, we can all agree that Danielle, Dano baby, is going to ace her econ midterm. Yeah.
She is going to ace that econ midterm, and she's going to find her phone. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be the next major economist. Economist. So economist. Don't worry about that.
I'm sorry.
Yay. Economist.
Three, what's my mother?
She's the number one economist in Asia, and now you're going to be number two.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, let's keep it going. Jenna, what's your song?
Okay, well, my song, this in my movie soundtrack would be like the introduction of the character, okay? You'd see her like listening to her music while like she walks through a park. For me, she's like an architect student, so she's doing her little drawings late at night. You know, you're getting a vibe of her. And through this whole introduction, she's playing this song, which is Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin. One of my most favorite little dilly-dallying songs to ever exist.
Yes, I love it. This song is so good. I first heard it in, I think, 2020. God, yeah. It's so good. It's just so beautiful.
I found out about it last year, and I played it every day. And now you girls are going to get to hear a little taste of magic, really.
I mean, okay. I mean, let's play it. Taste That's intro enough to me. Let's do it.
Yeah. trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. I wanna be what he wants when he wants it and whenever he needs it. And when he's lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well, I don't care.
Hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well, I don't care.
Was beautiful, Jenna.
Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin. That song is so good.
Mm-hmm. I can just imagine a little cartoon version of Jenna daydreaming.
Absolutely.
It has to be cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Action. Your movie would so be like a cartoon or like a little animation, yeah. Something like that.
Like the Mr. Bean animation.
Well, the daydreaming definitely represents me because I'd realized I've been daydreaming too much this morning. I forgot the farmer's market. And now I might miss it. No flowers. So
I was just wondering, thinking about you with your flowers. Yeah.
Literally, Jenna didn't walk into the studio with a bouquet of flowers.
What the heck?
Have you guys I knew ever something seen was off.
Franny's feet?
No.
That sounds so messy.
Okay, it's actually, I probably named that wrong. I think it's called like Franny's shoes. It's like this little cartoon girl who
I guess we know what Bree's thinking about.
Have you ever seen Franny's feet? Her dad owns a shoe store and she has like curly hair and glasses and she tries on the shoes from the shoe store. It's kind of like the Adam Sandler movie, The Cobbler, actually. And she'll travel to where the shoes are from. And I just think that that would be cool. You as a cartoon.
Aww.
So look at
it. Yeah, I can see
it's
that.
A beautiful
great.
Show.
I mean, Brie, do you want to introduce your song too?
I do. Okay. So this would be my song.
I do.
Thank you.
When's the wedding?
This would be my song if I was in a 90s rom-com and I was in love. And this is the opening, but I'm not in love yet. Because I haven't met them, and I'm running, I'm like skipping down the street, actually in my rollerblades, and
that's a cool image.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, like I'm waving at everyone. I'm on my way to my cool like rom-com job, like I edit a magazine or something. So
I love it. Yeah. I mean, what's the song? What's it called?
Oh yeah, this is this is my
now
little...
that we've got the description and background,
right? I guess this is my fun Phoebe Bridgers song because I am guilty to the Phoebe Bridgers epidemic of listening to sad music, but this is my fun Phoebe Bridgers song, Silk Chiffon by Muna and Phoebe Bridgers.
I love it. Let's get to it. Let's play this.
Sundown and I feel lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun, life's so fun.
Wasn't that fun?
That was fun, like silk soft, like silk.
That really,
it was.
It's so interesting how far like Phoebe Bridgers has like traveled through her like musical.
She's a coming of age story in and of herself.
Yeah, well, because I was thinking about like the first album I heard of hers, and it's like what Scott Street, Smoke Signals.
Yeah,
it was very of the time, I felt, and now she's like. Get embracing like her poppy side.
We're yes, so the same.
This is very different for her music.
Yeah, right?
She doesn't really have many others like that.
I know.
But I really love that one.
Yeah, I could like actually the visual that you provided before, it's mm-hmm. like I can 110% see that.
And just like I feel like this is the era of like this song is a few years old, but this is the era of fun music.
Yeah.
Like I know that when this song came out some people were hating. But, like, you just gotta have some fun.
Yeah.
And that song is fun. Life that is song so is fun. And I have my rollerblades on.
I love it. Well, this next song that I'm about to play, it's not fun. I'm gonna be honest. It's very angsty. But I used to listen to it all the time as a kid. And these guys, I think they're from Toronto or Ontario. I can't remember. But it's a band called Metric, and if my parents are listening, I'm sure you know what song I'm about to play because they had to endure listening to this, like, 24/7. But I feel like this song really just, like, soundtracked my life as a child, but it wasn't even the sense of any of the actions I was doing. It was just, like, I was like, oh, I just actually like doing this so much. or not like doing this. I like listening to this so much. But yeah, this is called Help, I'm Alive by Metric.
Like a hammer.
Woo!
Wow.
That song is so good. Okay, now I have an actual description of what I think that song would be in a movie. We were talking about it off air. But I was saying that I feel like it's like that angry transformation that people make like during a film when they're like doing like their makeup in the mirror, what Brie was saying, like, and cutting their hair and being like, yeah, this will show all of them, blah, blah, blah. And then like,
or dyeing your hair.
Yeah.
Like when you dyed your hair pink and you like reveal it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of big reveal to a crowd.
Yeah.
That's
what
that song like makes me think of. And it's just like the angst and it's the dramedy, guys.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because there's got to be a bit of comedy. There's got to be a bit of drama. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jenna.
So,
do you want to pick us up?
Yeah, so my song is once again on theme with my coming of age, where it's like when you get older, when you're sad, you interpret it like sadder music is like, no, bad. And then as you get older, there's almost this like beauty to these like calmer, more like, I don't know, like tranquil songs. And this to me is like such a painfully beautiful song. It's called Slip Into Your Skin by Patrick Watson. And I mean, the interpretation is that he basically just like loves this girl. But for me, the title is Slip Into Your Skin. And in my own sense, because I don't listen to the lyrics ever, it's like slipping into your own skin, like slipping into like the love for life, in my view. And I think that's so coming of age, or just this like this painfully beautiful just love.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, Jenna.
Whoa.
It. So I hope you love this song, and I hope you're picturing me just like aging. Then crying in public. Me crying in public, because I've started doing that a lot the older I get. But like,
that's so coming of age of you.
Tears of joy listening to this song.
Okay. I mean, yeah, let's get into it. Slip Into Your Skin by Patrick Watson.
Your skin and spend the night and get out of mine. Walking trees and dark, well, lambs are the sunshine for the trees. Oh, for the trees. Cause everybody needs somebody holding down. Oh, everybody needs somebody holding down. When your feet are leaving the ground, blanket for my bones, be a place that I call home. Slipped into your skin and spent the night, cause I feel like a different man. I feel it when I'm with you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jenna.
How lovely.
Slip.
I'm crying.
Yeah, Jenna's crying in public. She's crying in the studio, guys. Like,
really embarrassing.
Yeah, so dude. Beautiful. Like, actually showing your emotions is so weird. Like, I just, like, I can't
believe.
It's
so, like, beta male.
Yeah. That's so, like, dude. Like, come on.
I'm aging into a beta male. It's, like, embarrassing. I wish you was that's a coming so of gross. Alpha male.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
We make a new movie genre, becoming of alpha male.
Next week's theme, alpha male song.
Yeah, next so week's funny. Theme, alpha, beta, tata, felta.
Oh.
Male.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Brie, what do you have in store for us next?
Okay. This is my alpha male song. Okay, but this is my, like...
You're the alpha to my beta.
Ew.
That's actually way
that
too far.
So
sorry, guys.
Hey. Jenna, you gotta go, dude.
Alpha song to the beta song. Like, you're playing... Okay,
we're
guys.
Dropping
that's
it.
Enough,
sorry,
we're
enough,
dropping
that's
it.
Enough. Hey.
We've embraced too much now.
Sorry.
So, this sorry. Is my song for... Like, if my rom-com turned into, like, a bit of a coming of age, I just feel like I really resonate with this song. It's Sagittarius A by Declan McKenna. It's a beautiful song. Danielle, like, I knew who Declan McKenna was, but Danielle really introduced me to him in first year. And I was like, this is really, really great music. And my star sign is Sagittarius, so this song is just, like, every time it comes on, I'm like, he made this for me. So
as he did.
Let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you saw him live too?
I did.
Did you see this song live?
No, he did not sing this song.
Oh.
He's a Sagittarius.
Oh.
Hence why he sings the song. But
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, I think he wrote it for me. But yeah, he didn't play this live, but he was very good live. And he's actually opening for Sabrina Carpenter now, which I think would be such a fun show.
Yeah.
But
they have very similar energy. I feel like he's like the male version.
I don't know if I would say that. I think he is a little more I think he has more depth in his lyrics than her.
Well, not, like, song-wise, but, like, looks-wise.
Looks, yeah.
Not music-wise, no.
I know what you're saying, though, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad
okay,
you do.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, good. Wow, okay.
Okay,
well,
so we almost got in a fight there, but...
Yeah. Look, guys, the looks that Brie was just giving me in the studio were a bit...
Alpha.
Leafy.
Oh, my God.
Alpha. Anyway, we gotta play this song.
Play
this
it.
Is too much.
Heaven knows you get so miserable, you have to go. Summertime in Canada, Christmas Day in Borneo. So you tell your mother, your friends and your family, I'm gonna travel away to the Andes, like everybody. Be sad about it, Mother Nature. Don't let the boys try to doubt it, spoil our fun. 'Cause your reaction's all that they want. So just like you said to me once, have a day off. So tired of hearing what you said. When you think your money's gonna stop you getting wet. So Noah, you best start building. I
Sagittarius A by Declan McKenna. That is very, like, I feel like, okay, what would you, like, envision that scene being?
That's, like, me driving. That's, like, me, like, in, like, a Volkswagen van with, like, Fleetwood Jack, like, driving across.
Yes.
But, like, for
yes.
real, I feel like that's, like, me, like, leaving my hometown.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that.
On my rollerblades and... I can't. I'm just trying to like say something serious, and then I keep saying something like not serious. I just think that's like me traveling. Like it would be me in a movie, being like, "Bye guys, I have to go. The world is calling me."
Yeah.
Did you know that I made a tunnel underneath the Pacific Ocean to go to Hawaii, so you could drive the van underneath there?
Thank you.
And then I also built a little hotel.
Yeah.
Underneath, so if you get tired, you can stop there.
That. Really means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard?
Hey, that album is a masterpiece.
I'm literally
truly.
Was listening to that on the way over here.
Were you? Which song?
I was. The last. I think I was listening to A&W last.
Oh,
it's a great one.
So good. So good. I mean, sorry, we got sidetracked again. But I feel like a good closer to this theme is. What I'm about to play now. And it's funny because it's also been such like important closers to such great movies like Jojo Rabbit, Perks of Being a Wallflower. If you don't know what song I'm talking about already, then you should probably go watch those movies because those are pretty brilliant. It's David Bowie Heroes, because is it really a dramedy / coming of age / rom-com in the 90s? Actually, totally. If it's not a bit of Bowie and it's not a bit of Heroes, please.
Yep.
You guys know this song, right?
Nope. Yes.
You don't know it? Oh, Jenna, you're going
to
love it.
You
are going to love it.
You're going to start crying in public.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, let's just let the sound, like, take us away to our own little soundtrack lives. And let's hope that it helps you, whoever's listening. Get into their own movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are going through our own little things, our own little journeys, and music truly is the power that can make anybody's lives more interesting. I personally think that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've gotten philosophical, let's listen to some Bowie. And also, we love you. And we'll see
you
in 2 weeks.
Mwah.
Mwah. Love you.
Stay main character, stay alpha.
Thank you. will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.